Jesus' death connected to Genesis?
Answers with Ken Ham, whose Creation Museum near Cincinnati is holding all sorts of Christmas programs this very week.
You know, our culture has become so secularized, most people don't know the real reason why Jesus came to earth 2,000 years ago. Sadly, even Christians can't make the Christmas connection to Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15. There it states that one day God would send a Savior to bruise or crush the head of the serpent. This is a prophecy concerning the death and resurrection of Christ. And to really understand the cross, well, we must first connect it to Genesis 3 and the sin of the first man, Adam. You know, if more pastors and Sunday school teachers would teach the importance of Genesis, Christians would know that in Genesis it was foretold that Jesus, the sinless Son of God, would someday put an end to the curse placed on man after Adam sinned, and that our fellowship with the Creator would be restored. Unfortunately, because many pastors and Christian leaders have compromised Genesis with millions of years and evolutionary ideas, they've not taught the foundational importance of this book to their congregations.
Each year we produce a wonderful resource that people can use year-round. It's our 2010 wall calendar, imitating the master designer, and it's yours when you make a donation of any amount. This great resource can be obtained when you call toll-free 1-888-89-ANSWERS, 888-89-ANSWERS, or on the web at answersoffer.org.